Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Now or never is how the Blues feel after suffering a game five loss.
Oh, yeah.
Tough one. After
home advantage
back.
Matters, apparently.
Yeah. So, Blues play again tomorrow night, and the season is up for grabs at that point. You got to get a win to stay alive. Yesterday was a big day for AB. We're going to talk more about it later in the show, but. Your mouth looks great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I got my Invisalign on.
Hey, awesome.
This has been a long time coming.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more about like your feelings of the Invisalign coming off, because I did know it was an emotional experience, because when we asked one time on the show, I think it was like, what's our biggest insecurity? AB had talked about it was her teeth. Yeah. And so this is a big moment. What was the experience like? Because every time you've ever gone to the dentist or orthodontist or anything to do with your teeth, you end up in tears. So were there tears?
There were not tears this
no
time.
No way!
What?
Wow. This is impossible.
They like could not have been better. And I
really?
Had to get my teeth shaved too and get like all the ridges off. And it was like they were shaving
is
a lot
that a
of
thing?
Teeth. Yeah. And I got my teeth shaved. I got my fangs shaved like 10 years ago because it literally looked like I had vampire fangs, and it was really weird.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
And when my dentist did it, it hurt so bad. But the orthodontist, I couldn't feel a thing.
Good.
Oh, wow.
They're
awesome.
Really scared about that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's because we can see those shaving marks.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
I think they shave teeth.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like shave them down?
I thought
like,
they usually only do that like when there's veneers.
No. No, they were doing it on my real teeth.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought it was like because you like they had hair. I was like, man, you really are hairy. I gotta shave my teeth with a razor blade. Like, what is going on?
People do like DIY. Like, they'll take a nail file and shave their teeth down at home.
Ah,
oh, that sounds horrible.
This is why they need to get rid of TikTok. This is the TikTok wormhole that Hannah goes down.
Right?
Should I get a nail file out? I think this is a good idea.
Yeah.
So no tears. At one point, like they're like you were like missing teeth or something. Like, oh, we lost one of your teeth.
That was my dentist. I've always had a horrible experience at the dentist, but my orthodontist, they're awesome.
Orthodontist is where it's at.
Yes.
All right. Well, great mouth, girl.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right, for the good news today, I got a very special guest in town, and I'm glad that you could be in studio with us. Lawrence Maroney, raised here in St. Louis, attended Normandy High School, and he's got LM39 Foundation, the third annual LM39 weekend going on this weekend. Lawrence, welcome, brother.
Man, appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Talk a little bit about what the LM39 Foundation is, and then we can kind of get into what's going on this weekend.
It's all about, you know, supporting the community, man, and really focusing on the mental wellness, physical wellness, and financial wellness of the community and other people.
You played several seasons in the NFL. Talk about how this kind of began after your NFL career. Why did you want to start a foundation? Why did you want to start giving back? What was important about that for you?
Well, honestly, I started the foundation when I first got drafted, my rookie year in 2006. And we did a lot of things in the community all the way up until 2012 when, you know, life took a turn. And so we revamped the foundation and restarted it back in 2023. And we was really focusing really more on the mental health side of things, mm-hmm. just from the transition from me coming from football, trying to get out the hole, and, you know, my dealings with the mental health side. And so it all started because my fiance was really tailoring it around me, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And so we just stuck with the mental health aspects, and we was real big on financial literacy because that was one of the things when I got drafted, mm-hmm. you know, I knew was needed because I didn't have really no financial literacy background, mm-hmm. didn't really know what to do with the money when I got the money, didn't know nothing about taxes, and really just trying to prepare this youth and this next generation, especially with the new generation getting NIL deals mm-hmm. and things of this such, is just having them prepared for this part of life.
So there's things obviously that you do with this foundation that you try to teach the youth that you wish you would have known kind of sure. going into your career, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's the whole thing where I really be trying to create a me for the youth. You know, I'm really trying to be that person that I know I needed. And so I want to be that person for the new generation. And, you know, whether it's questions I've asked of how this role going to go, you know, because this athletic road is difficult, mm-hmm. you know, and teaching these kids how to navigate through these ups and downs. And so I really want to be that what I needed.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, mental health, and I believe May is Mental Health Month.
It is.
So you have your event going on this weekend. Talk about the third annual LM39 weekend.
For sure. So we definitely want to kick off the Mental Health Month, you know, with our weekend. And so we have our Saturday, we have our Mental Health Athlete Jamboree. Man, it's a lot of exciting things. We have a lot of small businesses, vendors, a ton of resources for the community. We also have a lot of fun things, horseback riding, bounce houses. We also partner with a partner of mine bringing the football, flag football league to these events. So we have a bunch of entertainment, man. It's just really a feel-good day, really a community event, man, a feel-good day that has a ton of resources. It's just for giving this community a safe space.
What's it mean for you to have had a successful football career and then be able to come back to where you're from and give back to your hometown community?
Well, it feels amazing, man. I think it's my duty, man. I think I'm supposed to do this. It's in my heart. I feel like the success I had, the journey I took, I think the things that I learned, the things that I seen, if I don't come back and pour back into my community that poured into me, that helps me, that helped me get to the situation I was in, man, I'm doing my community a disservice. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's my right to come back and try to uplift my community.
Yeah, and I think that's really incredible when people like yourself realize, hey, I was given an opportunity that not necessarily everybody is given, and obviously you worked hard to get to where you're at, and now being able to give back, I think that's really incredible to remember your roots, because a lot of people, you know, St. Louis does get overlooked quite a bit, and the fact that you're coming back here, you're still ingrained to the community. This isn't the first time I've chatted with you as
for
well,
sure.
and it's cool to see you around still being a part of the community. And so, you know, I think I speak for everybody when I say we appreciate what you do here locally as well.
No, I appreciate that, man. Like I say, man, this community, this city means everything to me, man. I think it taught me so much in life that I definitely love pouring into my community. I definitely want to see more athletes get out, more kids get an opportunity to get to the college level to mm-hmm. try to pursue their dreams. And so I feel like I say, man, it's everything in me just says this is where I'm supposed to be. You mm-hmm. know, after the football, you know, you kind of lose yourself and trying to figure out, like, what's next? What is my purpose now? And so I feel like this is my purpose, pouring mm-hmm. back into my community, making sure these kids get the opportunities that they normally wouldn't get.
Yeah, it seems like there has been, over the years, a stigma around mental health and people being a little bit of afraid to talk about mental health, being afraid to talk to people in general or get the help that they need. Going back to that, what stuck out to you as far as, I guess, what you could tell kids about why it's okay to get help or talk to people, but what really stuck out to you as the most important piece that finally, I guess, clicked with you that you were like, hey, this is very important to me, and I realize this is important to me, and this can make me a better person if I'm mentally healthy, I'm mentally right, and I'm in a good state of mind.
For sure.
What kind of pushed that across the finish line to say, here I am?
So, like I say, it was my fiance, man, and just her watching everything that I was going through, and you know, us getting therapists and life coaches, man, and just seeing how it was helping me. And so when mental health became a topic, like you said, it was never really a topic. So the whole weekend started with, because at the end of the day, I was looking for the resources. I was still looking for therapists and different things to help with my mental health issues. And so at the same time, while I'm looking for it and I'm trying to get the resources, I want to pour it back into my community, because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that's dealing with some type of mental health. And so if I can be that bridge, that person that be like, okay, listen, y'all look at me as a big, strong football player. Mm-hmm. And if I'm saying, hey, it's okay not to be okay, it's okay to sit down and talk to people, because you try to find ways to cope with mental health. I don't think it's a solution that ends mental health. It's just really, how do you cope? How do you see it? How do you resolve when you're going through these times?
Yeah, and I think that's really cool to hear, obviously, from you. And you're a realistic person. You understand that kids look up to professional athletes, to NFL football players, as people that are, like you said, these big, strong, tough guys. And I think it's important for kids to know that it's okay to talk to people. It's okay to let people know how you feel, because, you know, holding those thoughts, those feelings in, it never really helps you find the solution where you
Not
can go
all.
Down
and,
that next
and
path.
You just sitting there holding it in, dealing with it, man. And that's a lot of weight, man. And so we try to create safe spaces for the community, safe spaces for the kids to really, you know, get this off your chest, man. I think the more you get it out there and you put it in the air, and then you realize how many people around you that can actually help. It might not be the person next to you, but they might know somebody that knows somebody that can help. So you never know what resources or what help you can get unless you open your mouth and say, hey, this is what's hurting me. This is what's wrong with me. This is what's bothering me. And if you don't say nothing, you will never get the help that's needed.
Well, I thank you for everything that you're doing. How can people learn more about this weekend, or if they can't maybe attend or sign up to be a part of this weekend, how can people give back and continue to help?
You can follow us on lm39foundation.com. You can go there. You can watch everything that we have going on. You can donate. You can register to be vendors. And you can follow it on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook. You can follow Lawrence Maroney on all social media platforms also.
And one more time, what's the website?
LM39foundation.com.
LM39foundation.com. Lawrence Maroney, born and raised St. Louis, former NFL player, and we're so glad that you're back here doing great things for the community. Thanks for joining us, man.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Give back to get more. Introducing the St. Louis Zoo debit card exclusively at Together Credit Union.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day. They recently asked people and asked them how they feel about their friendships and loved ones. Would you go to the DMV for a friend, for a loved one? That's how they phrase it, a loved one. I guess it means family. Fill out all the paperwork, sit there in the long line for them. Or you're like, we're family, we're cool, but we ain't that cool.
I could see myself doing this for my mom.
That's it? That's your list?
You know,
AB just gave you a look.
Not me. My sister just had a baby. I'd do it for her.
One of your sisters.
Brett, I'm not doing it for you.
Why not me?
Because you have issues with the DMV.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
family.
True.
Family, I understand. I've done it before. I had to do it for my wife. I've done it for my daughter. You know,
you can do it for other people.
Yeah. As you wait for them to get it.
That's what
you're just kind of like doing. You're just kind of getting certain licenses renewed or things like that. So it wasn't that hard. It was like, you know, or you're saving their space until they come back.
53% of people said they, only 53% of people, it's about split. And we're kind of seem like a little bit split. There's only certain people you do it for. Alex, would you do it?
I don't think I would, honestly.
My family, like, I feel like we never go to the DMV alone. Like, last time I got all my stuff, like, my mom and both my sisters were with me, and we just, like, make it a fun time. You have those people in your
Who
life that can make
that?
Anything fun.
I agree with that, but
don't you guys
I guess
have
my
better
family
things to do?
Doesn't.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Clearly.
I was going to say, no, hell no.
No,
I ain't got time for that. Yeah. I'm a busy person. There are people, like, Let me tell you the things that you guys could do. You guys go on vacation together. You guys go get manicures and pedicures together.
If my friend Elizabeth said, hey, let's have a day, please come to the DMV with me, I'd be like, okay. I wouldn't even question it.
I would probably be like, I was questioning our friendship, actually, after you asked me that. Like,
but what if you had to go alone for someone else? Would you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Question.
I would still do it without, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right, Hannah. She was all like, we're all doing this together.
It's like a party.
Yeah,
it's like a group by
yourself.
Your
sister and your mom said, I'm going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I want to get a manicure and pedicure. You go.
I'm happy
to
be helpful to anybody that needs it. Right, would you go for Brett?
Yeah, can you go for me? You know I have some DMV issues.
I think Brett needs some alone time sometimes, so he probably needs to go for himself.
That's why he never goes.
You should run for politics. Right. That's the most political answer I've ever heard in my life.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
For keep it moving, we put 2 minutes on the clock. I read off some headlines. And Hannah, she tells me which ones you need details or not. Now, minds are blown by this. This woman is going viral on TikTok. So this story will either blow your mind, Hannah, or you're going to be like, duh, I knew this.
Okay, I'm going to go for blowing my mind, hopefully.
I think it might blow your mind because AB made a comment. When you're in New York City, AB, you were saying, hey, I couldn't bring my portable charger with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was frustrating you.
Yeah.
Your phone can charge other people's phones. There was no reason to bring a portable phone. Oh, good, good. I almost brought it up when we were talking about it.
Your phone's
just, yes, since always, their new iPhones update. You just plug your iPhone into the other iPhone, and it'll take the phone that has a higher battery and give you the other phone. It works as a charger. Actually, some iPhones are just compatible. We'll just put them on top of each
other. I'll see it when I believe it.
Yeah, me too.
No, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, there you go. She does it on TikTok with the cords, and everyone's like, oh my God. And people are like, yeah, that was like a new feature for Apple. But no one watches those like Apple like update things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there you go.
That's pretty impressive.
Crazy.
So you could have used Hannah's phone. Just use your cord into Hannah's
phone. Not when hers was also dying. Yeah.
Right. Need a pick-me-up? Try this instead of an energy drink.
Okay.
Walking the stairs. Scientists say that just going for a moderate walk for like 10 minutes is the same as consuming caffeine or like a 200 milligram energy drink.
I'll see it when I believe it.
That's what I could have done. And I'd much rather drink something than walk. Like, I'm not going to do the stairs. The next time you have a sunburn, try reaching for this for relief.
Something other than aloe?
No, yeah, something they said this is better. Shaving cream. So the menthol-infused shaving cream for sunburned skin actually takes the heat from the burn, has a cooling effect, and it actually has instant relief.
Okay.
The best singers that go by one name ranked. I didn't realize that some of the best singers of all time just go by one name.
Keep moving.
All right. And I'm out of time.
Thanks, Hannah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I go by my full name.
Yeah. Well, you weren't going to be on the list.
That's why.
I appreciate you.
It was like Alex Rich right below Elvis.
Keep it.
Close tie.
Keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Danny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Dandy. Just fantastic. How are you, Hannah?
All right.
She's only doing mediocre, so I feel like you're going to get a win, Danny.
What?
Perfect.
Yep. All right, Hannah, you leave the room. We're going to hang out with Awesome Danny over here. That's what we call our Awesome Danny. That's the thing.
Right.
Hannah leaves the room. I'll ask you guys the same five pop culture questions. We'll see who gets more right. Tie goes towards Hannah. It is her school. Okay, Danny?
Sounds great.
All right. What city does Sex and the City take place in?
New York City.
Yep. Hannah and AB just got back from New York City. Beyonce just kicked off her tour. What is the name of her tour?
No idea.
All right. The No Idea Tour.
Can I call
like
in
that.
A favor? Can I ask AB?
Yeah, go
oh,
for
no.
it.
Oh, no.
Don't screw it up, baby.
Oh, no.
I don't know it. Is it just the Cowboy Carter
the
tour?
The Cowboy Carter?
It is the Cowboy
oh,
Carter
thank
tour.
God.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. All right. All right. We got another Beyonce
Thanks,
question for you. Who's Beyonce married to?
Jay-Z.
All right. Ellen Pompeo finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Somehow it's been way too long. She is famous for her role in what character, who she's played for like 22 years?
Oh my God, Dr. Gray.
Yes.
Dr. Gray.
Meredith Gray.
Yep. Meredith Gray, yep.
And who
oh my
is
God,
Elsa?
The girls are gonna get that.
Who is Elsa's sister?
Anna.
Boom. 5 for 5.
Nice job, Danny.
Assist. Yes. All right, I'm going to bring in Hannah.
I feel like Hannah's going to get them all, though.
No, she's not. All right, we're going to see how Hannah does.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Are you doing better than mediocre now?
Yeah.
Okay, we got Awesome Danny. Danny did awesome when answering 5 pop culture questions. Danny, tell her how many you got right.
5 for 5.
What?
Yeah, she didn't miss.
Holy
yeah.
cow.
Well, actually,
I feel like you're going to get them, though, Hannah.
Danny went 4 for 5, and then AB, tell her how
That's
many
true.
You got right.
I got one.
Oh, so it counts.
Yeah.
I was going to guess that answer, though.
Danny was like, can I use my bestie, AB, to answer the question? So just so you know. And they
I better be able to use her, too.
No, they were besties now. You're out. Next time you guys do a work trip, Danny's going with instead of you.
Okay, great.
That's what we're going to start with. 5 pop culture questions. Let's start with that work trip. Where does Sex and the City take place?
New York City.
It is New York City. Beyonce just kicked off her tour. What is the name of her tour?
So the album is Cowboy Carter.
Okay. I asked, what is the name of the tour?
Something Rodeo.
Is that your final answer? The Something Rodeo tour?
I guess. I don't have anything better.
AB, what is the answer?
Cowboy Carter.
Cowboy
oh,
Carter tour.
No.
No way. There's another name for it. I'm calling it technicality.
Yeah. I didn't know it either. I was just like, I guess
agree.
Cowboy Carter.
Yeah. Who is Beyonce married to?
Jay-Z.
Ellen Pompeo finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She is famous for her role. It was what character?
Meredith Grey.
And then who is Elsa's sister?
Anna. I'm looking up this Beyonce thing. I yeah. swear it's called something else.
Now you're making me nervous, right. But I'm pretty sure it's called.
I did a story on it today.
No, I believe
yeah,
it is.
Cowboy Carter.
It's a Cowboy Carter.
I just looked
tour.
It up. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
It's not Brett's first rodeo.
Yeah. It's not
wait,
Brett's
wait. It says there's another.
And the rodeo circuit tour.
So it's called In the Line Cowboy Carter / Rodeo Chitlin Circuit Tour.
Oh.
I mean, you still didn't get that.
No. Rodeo something was close.
No. Point. Point goes towards Danny and AB.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That's a
Thanks,
hard
AB.
Loss for me.
Hannah, you have to say it too.
This is Hannah and I got schooled by Danny.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
We got to give you the Megamind question of the day. On average, we all have 725 of these. What do we have 725 of?
Okay, yeah. I think this might be the dumbest Megaminds answer I've ever given, but this
Well,
is,
you've given some bad ones.
I know. This is the only thing I could think of, though. At least for me, this is true. I feel like I have 725, like, bumps or scars or freckles on my body.
Wow.
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay.
Very visual. Everyone's just picturing Hannah's body right now.
I'm a very freckly person.
You do have
so
a lot of freckles, yeah.
I do.
Gosh, you know, I wanted to say contacts in your phone.
Okay.
Then I realized that's on average, 725. That's a lot of people.
Kevin, who you calling?
I know, exactly.
Not us.
So I will say unread text messages.
725 oh, unread messages.
Dang.
I would have said emails.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh.
Can I say emails?
You can.
I'm going to say emails.
That was
okay,
dirty.
Weirdly enough, I wasn't going to say phone contacts. I was going to say like people who have bad vision
they like go through 700 like physical contacts in their
eyes.
Oh,
contact lenses?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I could see that.
Well, that's very
specific. We're just using each other's answers.
Yes. Yeah. No one technically got it right. This is going to be really interesting. Okay. At 7:18, things are about to get real interesting. I'll explain why at 7:18.
That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
So on average, we have 725 of these, and everyone just kept taking each other's answers. Mm-hmm. Hannah, yours was like freckles.
Yep.
On their body. Kevin, yours was what?
Contacts in your phone.
Didn't you kind of answer contacts in your phone? Because then you went with unread.
And then I said unread text.
So you didn't really commit to the contacts in the phone.
Right.
And then Alex wanted emails.
I did.
And I said contacts emails. Lenses.
So no one really committed to the contacts in your phone, which ended up being the correct answer. What we're going to do here in a second is we're going to look and see how many contacts we all have in our
phones.
Oh, that's
insane.
725 is the average. Oh, Amy's looking right now. Do you know your number?
No, I don't even know how to look it up.
You got
to
look
it's at the very bottom.
Bottom. Ooh. Okay, we'll look it up for each other.
Made a call. Wait, I know mine.
Don't tell us yet. Are you surprised?
Yes.
Okay.
Mega Minds.
All right. How many contacts do you have in your phone? We're a commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. That was the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Average person has 725 contacts in their phone. And everyone was like, no way.
That's insane.
Don't believe it. So we scrolled through our phones. And that's all you have to do is just go to your contacts, scroll to the bottom, and it'll tell you your number. I'm going to go around the room and have everyone do their number and what I think who has the most. So I'm going to start with Kevin, who I think has the least.
No, I have the least. Okay. That's why I couldn't believe over 700 contacts in your phone. I only have 114.
114.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Solid number.
Crazy. Kevin with 114. Okay, I am thinking Alex has the most, so I'm saving Alex because he's a sales guy. He's well-connected in St. Louis. A lot going on. So I'm torn between Hannah and AB who has more. I'm thinking AB has more because Hannah will put less people in her phone.
Yeah, I don't ever save anybody's number.
Save the number. So I'm going to go with Hannah, who I think has the second least behind Kevin. How many contacts?
Yeah, I don't think I have a lot because I legit never save anyone's number. I only have 336.
336? Wow. I think it's then myself or AB.
I think it's Brett. I think AB has a lot.
668 contacts for me.
I have 784.
784! Yeah. So I'm actually nailing the order, and you're the first person to actually get above the average.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm curious,
what
does Alex have?
You guys are going to die.
1,200?
I thought 1,000. That's my number I had in my head.
Any other guesses?
It's more than 1,000?
Any other guesses?
Oh, wow.
1,500?
How about 2,000?
2,803.
That's how you get your average, Kevin. Wow. Almost 3,000 contacts.
Holy cow.
I don't ever put people on my phone either. I never save them. I've always
I don't even know 2,000 people. I've never even met 2,000 people.
Yeah, I know 2,000 people in my life.
You got me reevaluating life right now.
Yeah. 2,800 contacts in your phone.
2,800.
Mind blown. Yeah, that was interesting.
Okay, I'm a loser.
Text in if you can beat that. Just if you scroll through your phone and take a look, I'm curious if anyone beats it. Let's talk about AB's biggest insecurity for a second. We're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Jelly Roll Post Malone coming here in like 13 days. We're going to have tickets for you in about 10 minutes. But first, I want to say this in the nicest way possible. I didn't even know your face looked like this, AB.
Yeah.
This is crazy. So we just posted a picture of AB on our Instagram, the Brett Mega Show, that is a transformation pic for her that I had no idea was happening right in front of her eyes. I am just mind blown. So you want to see a crazy transformation pic from one of your friends, go to our Instagram, Brett Mega Show, right now and see it. One of your biggest insecurities was your teeth.
Yeah, it's always been my teeth, specifically my bottom teeth. And it's a weird thing where, like, even when I'm watching movies and stuff, I'll notice celebrities who also have, like, crooked bottom teeth. And I'll be like, oh, they're like me. Like, it's the only thing I see when I look at people. And it's always been an insecurity of mine, but I never thought I was going to do anything about it because I was like, I don't want to get braces. I don't really want to do Invisalign. Like, I just felt like I was too old for it. But then when we started the show, like, you know, however many years ago now, I was editing all of our videos and I'm just constantly like looking at my face and looking at my teeth. And I was like, they are so much worse than I even thought they were. And it's just like the hours of editing my own face that I was like, they're horrible. I have to change it.
You know what's crazy about that is it is part of our job, even though we do a radio show, is to be on camera and do video because of social media. But I feel like it's a part of everybody's everyday life. Mm-hmm. And man, social media is such a cool way to connect with people. But social media also highlights all of our insecurities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I feel like whether you see something on someone else and you're like, oh my God, I just can't stop seeing this nose or something physical. But sometimes like I see other parents and I'm like, man, look at their life. They just got it all going on. Like they're just the best parent in the world. Their house is so tidy and it's all you see. So mm-hmm. that sucks. That only thing you can see is this insecurity that you have when you're looking at social media or editing your videos.
Yeah, and off air, I just showed people what my teeth looked like a little over a year ago. And it's funny because I'm always like, they were horrible. Like, I hate when people are like, I didn't notice, because I'm like, you're lying. Yes, you did. And I showed everybody in the room a picture and they were like, oh, wow. They were like really bad.
I don't know, like, if to say, like, kind of. Yeah. Like, I had no idea. There is a big transformation. Right. It does look completely different.
I, you know, have always been super close with AB. We've been close for years. I'm not kidding when I say I literally don't remember your teeth looking like that. And if I did, I probably would have said, like, and like encouraged you more to do it almost, but I don't remember that at all.
I know, like it's crazy the transformation that happened.
But that also goes to show like you were so insecure about it, but no one else like really noticed.
Yeah.
Like
good point.
So many other amazing things about you that we noticed before that. Like honestly, I'd never noticed that at all.
Oh, you're probably your biggest insecurity that you see so large, no one else notices. That is a great reminder, Hannah. Talk to me a little bit about like the feeling you have now. Do you feel like joy? Do you feel less insecure? Do you feel more confident? Like what's going through you?
I never used to like taking like videos or like selfie videos or anything like that. But over the past like probably 6 months since I've started seeing a difference, it's been so much easier. Like I started my YouTube channel back up, which I would not have done had my teeth not.
Really?
I would not have done that because I would not have felt comfortable.
You like, love that.
Putting my face out there like that.
Wow.
So it's completely different.
You had said there was a video that you had filmed for like a client. Was it McDonald's or something?
I'd filmed a video for McDonald's like last summer, I think. And I am looking back at pictures and videos of that, remembering, oh my gosh, I had to take that video 20 times because I was just like, oh, my teeth looked horrible in that one. They looked horrible in that one. Yeah.
Hmm.
That it's sucks so that sad. You went through
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that you feel better now.
Right.
And we should all try to feel better in our own skin, right? And that's such a cool story that now you feel better in your own skin and you're now doing more and putting yourself out there.
Yeah,
so
it was
absolutely
worth it.
Now you have the straightest teeth in the city.
Yeah.
Now I'm insecure about my teeth. I'm like,
I know. Now I need to start wearing my retainer.
Right. Is anybody looking at my teeth? Like, I'm so excited for you, though, because I know how much of a burden it's been.
Mm-hmm.
AB brushes her teeth in the studio like every day. It's like crazy. Yeah.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
So it's safe to say that a lot of people, including us at times, were a little confused and not fully supportive of Katy Perry being sent to space. Like, at least for me, it just kind of seemed like, and I kind of thought that she was just doing like anything she could to put her back on the map, or actually off the map, being sent to space. Because of her tour and album kind of flopping, like it just seemed like, I don't know, she was
trying
reaching
to do
for
right.
PR.
Sure.
Yeah.
So a lot of people shared the same opinion that I did, but, you know, a lot of people also were a lot more blunt with their thoughts and being little keyboard warriors and putting out a lot of hate on the internet. So Katy Perry finally replied to some of that, and she said, "When it comes to the online world, people try to make me a human pinata. I take it with grace and send them love because I know so many people are hurting in so many ways, and the internet is so very much a dumping ground for the unhinged and unhealed." Then she gave like a lot of examples about how, you know, she's grown to be so strong and she uses her voice and she uses her platform and she's overcome all the hate, and she really seemed to be taking it well.
I mean, good for her. Like, whether you agree or disagree with the decision to go to space, like, there are some keyboard warriors that like, act really tough behind their phone.
Yeah,
and
that's
then,
not
well,
okay.
Yeah. And she still is a human. I don't have an issue that she went to space. If someone said, hey, do you want to go to space? I'd be like, I'm an adventure junkie. I'd be like, hell yeah. I just hated that she kept saying that she was doing it for like mankind. Like, you're not Neil Armstrong. Yeah. You're not a giant step for me.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to space because you're rich. That's cool. Just say like, Hell yeah, I'm going to space. It seems cool.
Yeah, I definitely agree with like, that.
That was crazy.
That was worded perfectly. Yes. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Speaking of asking and needing some help, what if your best friend comes to you and says, hey, I want your honest opinion about this wedding dress. Do you like it? Do you think I should get it? Should you tell them what your real feelings are? 314-531-9898. Hannah's one of her closest friends is getting married, one of her besties, asked her about the wedding dress. She asked you about two different wedding dresses. Like, which ones do you like better, right? And you're like, what do I do? Do I tell her which one I like better? Because what if she does go to the different? It's complicated, right?
Yeah, it was complicated. She showed me two pictures, and I instantly started crying, like instantly at both. She looked stunning in both of them, but one of them in particular, I knew I liked more. So I had to decide, do I not say anything and let her pick? Like, this is her decision. I don't want to sway her anyway, because what if I told her, okay, this is the one, like, this is it, but deep down, she was thinking that she liked the other one more.
Yep.
So I didn't know what to do, but me being me, I had to be honest, and I told her, I was like, you know, Sydney, you look absolutely stunning in both of them, but dress number one
is the one?
Yes.
That's what you did?
Yep, I went with that.
AB, you're a maid of honor in two weddings. Mm-hmm. Did she do the right thing or wrong thing?
I think you did the right thing.
Right thing.
But it is weird to me because I kind of did the opposite a little bit.
Okay.
Like, I followed suit when I went wedding dress shopping with my best friend Elizabeth. It was like, you know, her whole family's there and then me and some friends. And I definitely liked dress number two that she had tried on. And she was deciding between one and two. Nobody there would tell her dress number two was better. So I didn't either. She ended up going with that one, which I'm so happy with. But I was sitting there kind of being like, why is everyone like acting like they like dress number one so much? Like, that one is clearly worse than the other one.
I feel like
I have to be a girl's girl and say I like this dress.
I would want someone to be honest with me.
They want your opinion for a reason.
Yeah.
So, Alex, you're getting married. You say yes?
Yeah, I think if they're asking you, you just be honest with them.
You guys are all so wrong. Every one of you are dead wrong. No, because when your friend tried on dress number two in AB's situation, she knew it, right? She knew it as soon as she tried it on. When you hear it, if you're trying on the dress and you can't decide which one it is, guess what? It's the wrong one. Every person who's ever gotten
not
a wedding dress.
Not if they're just a really indecisive person.
Nah, they always say, I knew it as soon as I tried it
Everybody
on.
Everybody says that, but that's not true.
Would you do it for her husband? Would you say, don't marry that guy? You would stay in your lane. You wouldn't do that.
No.
It's the same as the wedding dress. You don't do that because then all they will hear and see is what you said. They're choosing the dress. It's their dress. It's their day. They know it as soon as they put on. Everyone's going to call in. You guys could all start calling right now. Here's the number. 314-531-9898. You're all going to tell me you want to hear an honest opinion. But deep down, you don't. Deep down, you're just hoping for validation. You're hoping everyone likes the dress that you feel in your gut. And you say, whatever one they're trying on, number two is the one. We love it. But don't do that, because then all of a sudden, you're going to be messing with her head. She knows the one she's going to get. She already knew it. She wants you.
No, she didn't.
I don't know.
She did not.
All right. Have you ever been married before? When you tried on the dress, did you know it as soon as you tried it on and you wanted your girlfriends to validate your opinion? Or did you really want to pick your dress as a group? Then, like, then we'll just pick our husband as a group, too. All the big decision, we'll just do it as a group. 314-531-9898. Speaking of friendships, Hannah is the most honest friend ever. And one of her besties is getting married and goes, hey, which dress do you like better? And Hannah gave her opinion. She's like, did I do the right thing? Was I supposed to just say, like, whatever one you like, I like, and just validate her opinion? And I'm like, clearly, yes. When they put on the dress, they know it. And they just want validation. Now you're just going to mess with your friend's head.
Well, she actually didn't end up going with either one that she showed me. So
see, now you're stuck in the head that she's probably going to be thinking on her wedding day, did I get the one? I should have got the one Hannah liked.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
no,
what you just
not.
Did to her.
No,
yeah,
she ended up picking the perfect one.
Yeah, according to you.
Now you're lying. Now,
yeah. No, so which one was it? Was it the second dress or was it the perfect one now?
She went shopping again and then tried on one and that was it.
So she didn't even go with your opinion. So just keep it to yourself. She's not going to just keep it to yourself.
My best friend Elizabeth that I was just talking about is texting me and she's the one that all the family members, everybody was just like, they're all perfect. They're all pretty. She's like, I wish people would have been honest.
Yeah. I think they're asked for right. a reason.
Well, yeah, but
another
she
hot take.
That, but-
another hot take. You know why they're all pretty? Because all wedding dresses kind of look the same.
That's not true.
Brett, throw take white, that back. White lacy gowns, they're all the same. They all look beautiful.
That is the most dude comment beautiful. I've ever heard
they're
on
all beautiful.
This show.
Hot but take, also, beautiful. They're
your,
all beautiful.
Your friend Elizabeth is you know, she wants everybody to be honest because they all agree that that's the dress they want, the dress they already chose that she's already liked. Yeah. So, yeah, so she's fine with that. But what if everybody was like, I got to be honest, number two was better than number one.
All right, Kat, what do you think? Do you think you want people's opinion when they're wedding dress shopping or you're there to validate their already decision they've made?
Yeah, because I agree with you, Brett.
Thank you. Genius. I knew Kat was a genius. When I,
no wonder you took
phone.
This call.
Right.
But I agree with you because it's all about what she wants, and you don't want to give her that opinion that she looks bad. And you know when you try it on. You don't need anybody. It's nice to have them validate, but in the end, you're wearing it, and so it shouldn't matter to anybody else.
Yeah, bride's day.
I wouldn't ever say that she looked bad, but, I mean, there's just there, one that looks better.
Exactly, yeah. This one, I prefer good this point. One over this one.
You can tell, like, when Elizabeth, your friend who's texting mm-hmm. in, when she tried on number two, you, like, said it was obvious. You know the one she likes.
It was so obvious.
Yes, you know it.
Well, it was so obvious that it was her dress, and everybody just, like, stopped and was like, whoa. But then they still wouldn't be like, that's it. They were waiting for her to be like, this is the one I want. Nobody wanted to tell her.
See, if I was Elizabeth in that position, I would be looking for the hype. Like, if you're all speechless, like, okay, now I'm ready for the applause.
I'm bringing people with me wedding dress shopping who will give me an opinion.
But I'll give you.
That is me.
It's just going to be Hannah.
Yeah, right.
Brett just said all of them look the same. Do not bring Brett. You're uninvited.
Every dress looks great, beautiful. Jennifer, do you think that you should give an opinion on the wedding dress or just validate after they choose the one they know they love?
I think it's kind of a little bit of both. When I got married, I picked the dress that everybody else liked, and I spent years regretting that.
See?
Ooh.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
So I think you have to be careful about what you say to them because it could sit with them, and they could choose a dress that they wouldn't.
Yeah, so like ooh. Jennifer's bridal party that you want to go dress shopping with, now, AB, you're like regretting it. Like, now maybe I don't want Jennifer's opinionated crew with me.
Well, maybe Jennifer invited people like you, Brett, who said they all look the same.
Yeah.
Jennifer, did you bring a me or did you bring a opinionated group of...
Hey, now.
It was all women.
Thank you so much for the call. Let's get a guy's opinion on wedding dress shopping.
Oh, here we go.
That's what we really need,
that's
Chris.
That's what we need.
Chris, what's your opinion?
So I think if they're asking for your opinion, then they want it. But you got to be a little political about it, maybe with a caveat. Like, hey,
no.
I think you look gorgeous in all of them, but I kind of like this one better.
Chris, you're
smoking
like...
Yeah, you always got to season it up.
Chris right, knows what's up.
No, Chris does it. Chris, if a girl tells you, do I look fat in this dress, you're going to be like, well, she asked for the opinion. Yeah. And then watch Chris get punched in the face.
Right.
Chris, don't do that. If
no,
they're
he,
asking,
knows he knows to season it up. He said caveat. Yeah. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Throw you a caveat in there, yeah.
You don't look fat in this, your hips just look big.
Oh, right. God.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, there are certain things where you don't tell the truth on. And one of those is, does this wedding dress look great? Every one of them looks great. Which one do you want?
You know what? That's a fair point.
See,
I thought I had an idea, but no, you don't look fat in that dress.
Welcome to the right side, Chris.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Well, I'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline, and then either Hannah will tell me to keep it moving or tell me more. Speaking of the worst bosses and work stuff like that, this is the most useless phrase to put it in work email ever.
What?
Just check it in. Alex!
Alex, that's your trademark line.
Yeah, I mean, it's my thing.
Yeah, I know. Well, they say it's one of the worst phrases to put in an email, especially
when
it comes
to... I say that a lot.
I do it all the time,
too. I did it yesterday.
Too.
I don't just ever check in with anybody, so I don't say it.
They say...
You check in with me.
Check in with a purpose. So when you're using the emails...
Why do you say it like that? Alex is so serious.
You check in with me sometimes.
Check in with me. They say, like, don't say just checking in. Say, hey, like, what is the progress going on with action item?
Oh, say that. That sounds way worse.
Well, these are experts saying that. You are the expert. At work communication?
No, I don't communicate.
Yes!
I'd rather say nothing than what is the progress on my activity? That sounds so AI.
You don't sound professional. How's Correct. That going for you?
Keep it moving.
Just check. Let me check in and see if it's the bosses.
Why are you lazy right now?
Is someone a liar? This is the one word that will tell you for sure.
A word?
Yep.
Okay, usually it's an action, so what's the word?
Truth detecting tip says never or always. Liars lean on extremes. I never text while driving. Like, okay, really?
Right.
I always do this. It's usually a red flag. A guy wearing a retired drug dealer shirt was arrested for dealing drugs.
He came out
of retirement like Michael Jordan or something. Man.
Where
He's
do
like,
you get that?
Is retired
that
a, drug dealer shirt.
Is that a Christmas gift?
You can get it on Amazon, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, Etsy's full of wild
right.
stuff.
I got a cricket. Let's make one.
No, you can get anything on Amazon. Yeah. Hey, man, the retired drug dealer. Then he's like, man, they're calling me out of retirement. I got to do it.
Wow. Better keep it, keep it. Better keep it moving.
It's okay. This is a safe place. We could change your name. You could tell us whatever you need to tell us. But as you've had a bad boss before, this is the place for you. And we've all had bad bosses before that are just the worst. So this is an opportunity for you to vent who made this boss, what made them the worst boss ever. 314-531-9898. AB's got someone in her life who's just the worst boss ever.
Yeah.
But it's your friend's boss, actually.
It's my friend's. I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to get anyone in trouble. But he's in finance. He's been working like 15-hour days for months in the office, 8 hours, and then he comes home and he has to be working like hours longer. And he had put on his work calendar months in advance. He's on this basketball team. He's like, I will not be available on this specific Tuesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Mind you, like, that's not technically work hours, but he has been working that long. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'll check my emails after the game, blah, blah, blah. The next day, he got called into his boss's office, and his boss just starts yelling at him, being like, you got an email at 6:30 p.m. last night, and I had to be the one to deal with it because you were at this basketball game.
For real?
Yes.
Oh,
this
wow.
is crazy.
He gave a notice.
Wow.
He gave at least like a month's notice.
And after hours,
it's not
also.
Not even like yes. a vacation.
Wow.
He was like, just played
so
a
urgent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my friend was like, listen, for next time, just so I know, like, what would you have done if you were in my position and, like, you know, you asked off early, you did all the right things, like, what would you have done? His boss told him, you should have brought your laptop to the game, and when you're sitting on the bench, you respond to emails.
No way. That was the real response.
This is your sign to quit your job.
Yeah.
And my friend was like, you know what? I'm honestly glad that he said that because it makes me realize he's insane. I really don't need to be listening to whatever he's saying.
Holy
like, that
cow.
Is crazy.
That's nuts.
He should have Jerry Maguire'd it. Like, I quit and the fish is coming with me,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's bad.
Did you have a boss like this? 314-531-9898. I had a boss. This guy was super racist, and I as a white person didn't know what to do in the room. Do I speak up? Because he was being racist to another. She is black and Dominican, and her name was Karina. And this is one of the many incidents. But he said, "Oh, I'm going to say your name like a white person," because he kept saying her name wrong.
What?
And she was like, well, that's not how you say my name. It's her name. And he goes, well, I say it like a white person, and that's how you're gonna have to deal with it. I'm like,
no,
I don't think that's like I don't think
that's
no.
not how that
I don't
works.
Think that's how I don't think there's a white like
wow.
white accent.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's a thing.
Oh, man.
And so I like eventually did speak up because I'm like, I don't want to be someone who was witnessing injustice and not speaking up. And then he hated me because I was like, I don't think we should do this. And I also didn't want to be like her white savior either. Like,
right.
So I would ask her, like, should I speak up in these situations? And it was so complicated. But you know what was crazy? Is I would hear stories like AB's boss, friend's boss, and think, that doesn't exist, you know? And I would totally quit. Like, we all reacted, but you're not. Like, I didn't quit working for that guy for a long, I mean, eventually started looking for another job, but I didn't have like a mic drop moment. I like didn't boldly speak up. I felt like I was like, hey, I don't know if this is the right way to do this, or I feel like she's just trying to convey it. But I didn't like put that dude in his place. It's harder to do than you think.
Right.
Yeah.
When you experience injustice and everyone's like, I will be the person who speaks up. You're like, I don't know. So I'm curious if anyone out there is listening, did a terrible boss, and how did you navigate the situation? What made him such a bad boss, and then how did you deal with it? 314-531-9898. Let's just call out a bunch of jerks on the radio. If you think you work for a bad boss, just hold on a second, because there's some bosses that are saying, hold my beer, I got this. 314-531-9898. If you've ever worked for a terrible boss, AB's friend works in finance, like a 6 o'clock basketball game, and I had to put it on his calendar, which was after work hours. So like, hey, I'm going to be watching my favorite TV show at this time. I'm going to be putting my kids to bed. I'm not going to respond. Yeah. Like, what?
I'll be taking a shower for these 10 minutes. Yeah, don't contact me.
This is crazy. I got in trouble for not responding during the middle of the game. Like, hey, pause. Hey, ref, pause the game. I got to respond to this email for a second. That seems wild. 314-531-9898. Abby, Hannah literally read your text message and said, wow, oh my God, what happened, Abby?
I worked for a company that did mainly machine control stuff, so it was kind of a good old boys club.
Okay.
So there wasn't a lot of women in the organization, and I asked if I could be promoted to more of a regional manager position, and it included a lot of traveling. And my boss was this Australian guy, and he was like, Abby, they're just not going to promote you because these are your fertile years.
Ooh, what?
That is. I mean, I don't even know what to say to that.
First off, the fact
fertile
that you did it.
Years?
The accent was great.
The fact that you did it with the accent is crazy.
She's probably traumatized.
That is a crazy thing.
Was really, I mean, that was just like the tip of the iceberg at this place. He was also like, you know, we had a guy from New Mexico that worked there, and he would be like, build that wall.
Oh my God.
Wow. I am so sorry. Insane. For men everywhere, they are just terrible humans. So, like, I just apologize for him to say that to another woman as a guy. Like, that is insane.
Jeez.
It's pretty traumatizing, but.
Well, I'm glad you got a different job and don't have to work for that guy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Jeez. Krista, you worked for a bad boss.
Yes, I did. Okay. Or I do, actually, currently. I've been there 4 months, and I'm a property manager, and the company I work for, the regional manager, he hired me pretty much on the spot, says, you know, puts me in the desk, says, you know,
you got the job. You start right now. Start putting to work.
Well, he said, you know, come tomorrow. You can start tomorrow. And I said, okay. And, you know, he's like, I'll train you, you know. He meant he would give me the, you know, keys, the passwords, you know, that's it. Like nothing, no training. And it was ridiculous. Yes. And so, and then he comes at me and says, oh, I've been there 4 months now, you know, and I know what I'm doing, but I don't know. He's
like the type of boss that probably pops in and out too. Yeah, comes in.
Yeah.
Comes in
one.
Yeah.
He's and like, then takes off.
Yeah, he's one of those bosses that pops in and out, walking in with a Starbucks and a sandwich in his hand, like, hey, what's going on here in this office here? Yeah. I got some changes I want to make around here. Like, you dude, I didn't even know you knew where this office was. We've all been there before. There's some text messages.
Yeah, there's some texts that are incredibly sad. One of them says, Chelsea at blank blank was my worst boss. She would yell and curse at her employees to the point that I still have nightmares about working with her.
Wow.
Really?
Another person said, my last boss was so horrible that I had to start seeing a therapist to cope from the trauma.
Oh my God. There are some. So if you think you have a bad boss, sometimes you're like, well, at least I don't work for that idiot.
No kidding.
That is crazy. If our boss is listening, thank God we have you as a boss.
Yeah, yes. Geez.
We are the best boss we've ever had. It's just, you didn't make the list at all. Thanks for rolling commercial free every single day with us here on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
I don't think I've ever related more to a celebrity than I have to Selena Gomez. I'll tell you guys why at 8:35.
It's going down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
You guys, I feel like I've never related to a hashtag more. I'm not kidding. So Selena Gomez recently did an interview with her fiance, Benny Blanco, and she shared this like cutesy-dootsy little story about the first time her and Benny ever really like sparked a real like connection and shared their first kiss. But it wasn't all perfect because Selena actually legit broke out in a rash because she was so nervous. And honestly, after I read that, I like stopped reading for a while because I was just like, man, my girl, she gets it. Because I always break out in a rash for any reason, whether I'm excited, nervous, scared, happy, whatever.
You could tell if Hannah's feeling an emotion because literally it just, you could see it's all over her chest. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, when I get married, I'm going to have to wear a turtleneck because I would be so rashy. And Selena might be the same.
The dress will look beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. And to Selena's point, it just kept getting cuter. So how their first kiss actually happened is they were playing that card game, like we're not really strangers, where it's like you get to know each other basically. And one of the cards that she pulled was take a selfie with whoever's next to you. So she went to take a selfie with Benny and then he, you know, went in for the move and it worked and she loved it. But she did get like really nervous. So I thought that was so cute and relatable.
I continue to find Selena Gomez as the most relatable billionaire of all time.
Yeah.
Literally.
She's a billionaire.
Yeah.
And like, there's so much talk about billionaires being so disconnected to the world all the time. And Selena Gomez is like literally like the person you would borrow sugar from. Like, let me walk over to my neighbor's house and get some sugar. And Selena be like, okay. Like, but she lives in like a gated mansion. I don't know.
I think it's relatable. Even the fact that her and Benny were playing a card game together.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, celebrities don't have time to play card games. They don't care about that. That's like a Midwestern thing. But no, sure enough, they were playing a card game and I love it. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see who can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct on the Brett Mega Show. The most common food particle that gets stuck in people's teeth. Drives us crazy. What food always gets stuck in your teeth, Hannah?
I think it's a seed.
A seed?
Yeah, do you have to more,
yeah.
Like when you eat pasta and there's like pepper in it.
Pepper seed?
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. That's a good guess. Chicken. It's always chicken for me. I always get some type of something from a chicken strip.
I'm going to say popcorn.
Popcorn? Shoot. That's a seed. That's what I thought people would go. That's why I wanted more information.
Okay, I was going to say popcorn, so I don't know.
Nothing else gets stuck in her teeth?
Not anymore, that Invisalign's all right.
AV got her Invisalign out.
Gum? I don't know.
Gum gets
AV.
No.
I don't know.
It is not popcorn. I thought popcorn was going to be the answer, but it's not. What common food particle gets stuck in people's teeth the most? That answer's coming her way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. The most common food particle that gets stuck in people's teeth is what?
Bobo texted in and said steak. That's a really good one. We got a text saying tortilla. Dave texted in and said like the top parts of broccoli, like the little
Oh, broccoli is a really good. Broccoli is probably what was going to be my number two. I was surprised by this answer. It's poppy seed.
Oh, yeah.
I should get it right. I said seed.
No, because popcorn is a seed, too. You can't just pick every seed that ever existed.
Poppy seed's probably in pasta. I get the point.
Mega Minds.
We're going to create a password for the Brett Mega Show, and now we're going to give you the password. So you can just enter one at will. So this is actually something Hannah's family did because it's a reality TV show that everyone is like obsessed with now, Hannah.
Yeah, it's called Extracted. Apparently they did this as like one of the challenges. So my family decided to do it too.
So your family came up with a 5-letter password for your family. And what did you choose and stuff like that?
So I thought it was like, I don't know. I took it way differently than my family did. So I said chaos because there's always something going on.
Words.
That's my word.
That's awesome.
And then everybody else did something like way deeper and sentimental. And we figured out that it would be dimes because my grandma drops us dimes from heaven. And I'm like, okay, that's much better than my.
I thought chaos was good, but dimes was the best one there. So each of us wrote down what we think the password for the show should be. We're going to guess whose password it is that I read out loud. Because everyone submitted a different password. We'll choose one we like the best. Drunk. Who do we think wrote down
drunk?
I think Hannah wrote
it down.
I think it's Hannah, too.
Yep. Hannah.
I did write drunk.
Yeah.
I just think that fits us because...
Are we drunk all the time? We don't even...
I mean, not all the time, but some of our best memories have been made drunk.
Kevin, or we feel like we're drunk when we're just
Kevin
completely
peeing
sober.
In the sink, Kevin getting stuck at City Museum.
Yep. So Kevin,
Kevin's a drunk.
That's kind of it. I like that password.
So let's choose another one. Kevin being drunk was probably it. Let's see. I'm opening it up here. Bahak.
What?
What?
How do you spell it?
B-A-H-A-K. I'm guessing this is Alex.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
Bahak. Wait, Brett, A.B.
Hannah, Alex, Kevin.
Well,
whoa.
I think it was Kevin.
Kevin?
Kevin would only be that next.
Yeah,
week.
Kevin would do that.
That's me.
That works, honestly.
Yeah, that would have worked. I thought that was like a Jewish term. I was like, I was going to go Alex and change.
Never heard of it.
Go to the resident Jew in the room.
Faith.
Faith.
A.B.
Oh, yeah. A.B.
That's not me.
It's not AV. I chose Faith.
What?
Hey.
You think we're faithful in here?
Well, I think...
I think we're drunk.
I think that radio is an interesting... you have to have faith in each other. You have to have faith in radio. I think you have to have faith in the people who call into the show. You kind of just put yourself out there every single day. So I feel like that's what the show does, is you constantly are, like, I don't know, opening up to people. So I think you need to have faith. So that's why I chose Faith. And I thought maybe it would throw you off.
Yeah.
But you did. Tired. A-B.
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 Yeah. Tired. That is just A-B.
Yeah. And then the last one is Kevin.
It's five letters.
It fits.
I think that's the one.
Yeah, I think it's the easiest to remember.
Yeah,
we're
not
we're never going to remember. Like, how do I spell our names again?
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.